System Link Podcast.
Hello and welcome to System Link Podcast, I guess. I think it started. Sup.
I hope it started.
Yeah. Now when you're crappy computer, it probably hasn't, but yeah. My name is Connor, also known as Dark Wars, and these two, who cares? Today we're talking about...
That wasn't fun.
Yeah, it was. We're talking about, well, Spencer's talking about Wolfenstein, I guess.
Yeah, Wolfenstein!
For the hour he's played it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I played it for 3.5 hours.
Briefly mentioned some other things, like the Halo announcement, other stuff. So yeah, Spencer, tell us a bit about the Wolfenstein.
Well, Wolfenstein New Order. We finally got a new Wolfenstein game. It's been a long time coming. It's made by Bethesda Studios, or it's published by Bethesda Studios, and it is a very, 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 very
good open
very,
world game.
Very good.
It's great. It's like you level up. It's a bit like Skyrim.
It's the most linear thing I've ever played in my life. I thought Call of Duty was quite linear. This is really linear.
It's not. Call of Duty's got a brand new open world where you can travel around in jets and choppers.
It's really. Hang on, isn't that Battlefield? Are you getting Call of Duty confused with Battlefield now?
No,
Battlefield's the biggest linear thing you play ever, no.
What do you mean Battlefield's always a linear thing you play it?
You're so
for the hour you've played of Wolfenstein.
Actually, I've played probably about 3 hours so far.
On Xbox One, it says time played 1 hour.
No, I've played about 20 hours of Wolfenstein so far.
Connor, you haven't even got the fucking game.
It's really good.
I'm the only one who has bought... The game came out yesterday. Oh, wow. Oh wow!
I've only got good. Three the game has Nazis in it. I think it's good.
but no, it seems pretty good. I like some of the difficulty settings. Six episodes. It came out before Doom 1, weirdly enough.
It's a homage to any old FPS, and that's what makes it so nice.
I think that was what they wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly, and it's very good at what it does. It's meant to be in the horror genre. I have actually played the original Wolfenstein.
What happened at the start?
I can't remember. It was quite a while ago.
Oh yeah!
I just remember the
mecha
Hitler.
What happens at the start? Don't you just get like some big wall of text, and then you get thrown into a level?
I just remember the mecha Hitler at the end. The mecha Hitler with the fucking massive miniguns on the side.
Yeah, that's true. That's the last episode.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a homage to the older FPSs. But it's meant to be a sort of horror game, isn't it? It's meant to be in the horror, action genre. That's apparently what it's meant to be. But
can't you boost
it
up to, 300% health or something?
Yeah, it does it really quite badly with the horror genre, because they've just put loads of gore in, like a Doom, for example, and then haven't really done the horror.
You dissing Doom, mate?
I am dissing Doom.
I like Doom.
Considering Wolfenstein was, the predecessor to Doom.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And also the new Doom's meant to be coming out, because I've noticed offering a beta with Wolfenstein.
Yeah, I have. I've got that as well, so I can...
I saw a post on Reddit, someone got a blank beta code.
Ooh.
It better be good, this one.
If that happens to me in Destiny, I'll cry.
You and Destiny, oh well. Anyway, you going to do your little Halo 5 little thing you're doing, Josh?
Yeah, your little fanboy.
Wow, I'm not that much of a fanboy. But yeah, Halo 5 was announced. Halo 5 Guardians.
And what does that entail? What does that entail then? Go on, tell me. Sell it to me.
A new protagonist.
That's a joke, right?
So what? Now Cortana's being the protagonist. We're going to have Cortana.
Is
he dead? No!
Cortana's dead?
No! You've ruined it for me. Oh no, a campaign I'm never going to do.
Yeah. You bought it on release.
Yeah,
because you spammed my phone the day you bought it saying, I've got Halo 4, come play with me. I've got Halo 4, come play with me. I'm going to send Connor screenshots to put in the video editing of him saying that. But yeah, this new Halo Master Chief. Oh, I've got the wallpaper on my phone. Where's my phone? I can detail it. Oh,
okay,
here it is.
That's really good. Thanks. That's excellent job.
It's basically Master Chief from the bottom of the box art, and there's a new Spartan with a blue visor and a battle rifle with a red dot sight.
That's
and then Halo 5 Guardians in the middle. And it comes out in fall of 2015.
Wow.
Which means...
Which means the Xbox may be dead by then. We don't know.
No, which means... Maybe. This year is going to be the rumoured Halo Master Chief Collection.
Connor, it may be found in a dump somewhere. And we'll find it again,
Are you trying to reference E.T.?
I am referencing E.T. I was just going on to that.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier, didn't we?
We did, I think we did.
We mentioned that in the first episode.
That's what I mean. Sorry, I made it sound like we recorded all these in one thing, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, I know achievement.
Because you
that.
Just ruined. How the hell have you ruined our like secrets? Now they all know.
Oh God, no!
Oh God, you guys think I'd sit there and speak to you for more than half an hour at a time? God.
Yeah, I
oh,
know.
Very fun.
I'm joking.
Considering you're the hardest to tolerate out of all of
oh,
us.
God,
actually,
you,
Spencer is a good competition.
I'm a nice person
Spencer's,
and a lovely to speak
Spencer's
to.
Voice can send anybody.
Just bear in mind, I do
I
have those
say that without laughing.
Threatening us earlier before we started recording
I don't,
this.
What happens, people, okay, is I don't threaten. What I do...
this is
he
going
threaten,
in the video editing, I don't even care.
...is I sort of help them along in some sort of doing
he
it professionally.
He told us to bludgeon us to death.
Or it, is it a joke? Is this a joke?
I know. I am very good at... Oh, my... I'm looking at the new Call of... No, not Call of Duty. The new Battlefield 4 DLC, the Dragon's Teeth DLC, is coming out soon.
It's going to be bad.
And it's been,
wait, people play Battlefield 4?
And there's been a lot of rumours. there's been a lot of rumours for what this doing. And apparently, this is really pissing me off, there's going to be riot shields, okay? Riot shields in this one. And nuclear devices.
Oh God! Two things that exist in the real world.
Yes,
heaven
but,
forbid.
Yeah, but come on! I don't want Modern Warfare 2. You're on like I don't know what is it—the really small map. I forgot what it's called. Rust, and then the nuke
yeah.
goes off. It's gonna be like that, and it's gonna really piss me off because it's now turning into Call of Duty from that. And
wait,
do
you think that? Do you think the only map you get a nuke on Modern Warfare 2 is Rust?
Because
I hope
no, it's just the one because it already looks like it's been like nuked, hasn't it? Because of the
no, it doesn't.
Sound shit.
It's just a wasty. It's just a wasty land that you kill Shepard in. Modern... Oh my God! This is like this is basically a spoiler show. Basically,
spoiler alert.
There's been two spoilers at the start of like.
I'll edit in a warning.
Just
maybe.
Probably like
if
I probably like
unless I want to troll.
A minute.
Mind you, if you haven't completed Modern Warfare 2 by now, you're an idiot.
Well, to be
you're
fair,
saying anyone who doesn't play COD. Is an idiot.
Yeah.
No, if you've played, if you have it and haven't completed it.
I completed it. I just can't remember.
Out,
it wasn't
the game
a very strong storyline for me.
If you've
me.
Had it, if you've
Call of Duty 4 was
say,
a stronger storyline.
I say this, and then look at my friends list, and someone's playing Modern Warfare 2
Josh,
single player.
People get annoyed at people spoiling the end of Half-Life 2. Eli Vance
really?
Dies. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Are we doing this
like,
now?
That
we're
game came out about,
alerts.
What was it, like 6 years ago? So...
6 years ago? Can you yeah. not do maths? It's been a decade.
No, episode 2
oh,
came
okay.
out 2008, so yeah, I can do maths.
2007.
The Orange Box was released 2008, I think. At least for consoles, and that's what I played it on at the time.
2007 was Orange Box.
Fine, fuck you.
I was on Facebook
better than,
the other day.
At least I could do maths, so yeah.
Guys, I was on Facebook the other day. And
you're always on Facebook, carry on.
And what happened was is I was on the Xbox One official page for the UK, and they go, they put this big thing up, Xbox The One, are you the one for this? And it's a campaign they're doing, they've got 5 YouTubers in, they've got Kim from the Yogscast, in the Littlewood, which is also from the Yogscast, and
who's
Terps,
that?
Who's also from the Yogscast. They've got yeah. Jack Frags and Ali A, and they're doing this thing, you have to send
Ali
clips
A.
to them. And such a weird mix of YouTubers to have, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've got
it's
3
bit.
From the
this
Yogscast,
has been going on.
One's from Jack Frag. No, this is quite new, actually, the thing for those
no, this
5.
Has been going on for ages, like Vic Star and that were in it. This has been going on ages.
And this is all for, like... This is all for the one clip. They're like, Xbox, record that, so you do that. That's so bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah,
because
they did it with FIFA as well.
No one can ever use Xbox record that, like, properly.
I can
never use it.
Xbox, record that.
See, I can never use that, because every time I do it, it's Xbox record that. I have to say it, like, twice, and it's already gone through the clip, so you only get,
yeah,
like,
yeah, now
a
I just said Xbox record that. It's just recorded what I'm playing now, so
oh,
mine works fine.
See,
yeah, great.
See, it never works.
You might want to calibrate your audio.
I have, several times.
Maybe he's got faulty connect.
I'm sending it back. Oh, I have. I'm not paying near enough £600 for a faulty connect.
Well, you're not paying because you already paid it.
Fuck you, Josh. Fuck you.
Right.
Microsoft have got you in hook, line, and sinker with that one.
So you guys should have waited, because now they're losing the console war, the lowering prices.
No,
loads.
That's without
no
the Kinect.
I shouldn't have waited. I've played over 300 games of FIFA, and they've been the best 300
which
games
you could have done
I've
on
played.
360. But
yeah.
Oh yeah, and it
but...
freezes constantly. 360 FIFA is the worst FIFA experience anyone could play.
How about just FIFA, period?
What about PC FIFA? Is that better than
oh yeah,
Xbox
PC
One?
FIFA, where my team I've got now would cost me nearly 1 million coins.
Well, no, because people just hack.
Yeah,
exactly. Messi and Ronaldo are like 12 million coins on PC, like a million each on console. So
it's because no one plays it on PC, presumably.
Exactly. Mm. And also, PC's still current gen. EA Sports Ignite isn't on next.
PC's
on PC
always on current gen, isn't it? PC is current gen. That's what you base stuff off of. PC is always evolving, no, so like, it is the gen.
I mean, we keep calling Xbox One and PS4 next gen, but it's not next gen, it's current gen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but PS3 and 360 are still current gen as well, because they're still having games made for them.
They're past gen.
They're previous gen.
Yeah.
Or past gen, or whatever you want to call it.
Like, they're both the same gen at the moment. They're all getting the same games.
They're not getting the same games, though, are they?
That's like saying the PS2 and the PS3 were the same gen at the time.
Really bad here. Doesn't Titanfall's not on the 360, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yes.
It's for
probably on like three discs, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not on one.
Oh, really?
Shit, they must have condensed it loads then. Compressed it.
Titanfall's only 20 gig on Xbox One. That's not a lot.
Because Wolfenstein's 44.5.
I suppose it has no campaign. It just has those textures for those maps. And then
I do like how they do the campaign.
Yeah, Wolfenstein's
Titanfall.
Yeah, you know Wolfenstein's on 360 as well.
Yeah, I know that. It's on PC and PS4 and PS3.
It's on
as well.
Four discs on 360 though, isn't it?
Is it really? Yeah, it's 44.5 gig. Because when I was installing it yesterday, I said that.
Yeah, but all this like about the new games and that, PS2 and PS3 weren't getting the same game like PS3 and PS4 are now.
Yes, they were. I mean, you know, PS2 was getting FIFA until last year.
Yeah, I know, but like, PS2 wasn't getting like Resistance and stuff like that. Whereas,
I don't know, there was definitely some releases.
Whereas Watch Dogs is coming out on both.
There's certainly a bigger divide now than there was in terms of between consoles, because they're obviously you know the companies are trying to make you go to next gen or current gen. But
I don't know, because Destiny's even going to be coming out on 360 and PS3.
Is it really?
Well,
obviously, some companies are like, oh, we don't want to move on to next-gen. For example, Rockstar, didn't they? Because they were quite publicly...
And look how well GTA
5
sold.
...declaiming about how they're not going to put it on one.
Did they say that, though? Because apparently there's a Rockstar are going to be at the Sony booth in E3.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they are releasing a...
That's because... No, because I know when they first... Because, obviously, they released the game... About when Xbox One came out, didn't they? And they said, "Well, we're not gonna do an Xbox One one. We didn't need to do it. We don't need to do a PS4 one." And what?
If GTA comes out on Xbox One, I won't buy it.
I probably would buy it.
I wouldn't. There's no point in me getting it.
See, I probably would buy it just for the fun.
I finished it. The multiplayer is not even good.
What do we think our E3 expectations are then for this year's E3?
Halo 2 anniversary.
Seriously, all you care about is Halo.
Exactly.
I want to see. Maybe some more Destiny gameplay. Maybe it'll get me more interested than I am now.
Tons already, but
I haven't really researched into it very much. You know,
World of Tanks on Command. Oh yeah, Games of Gold. I was gonna say that, but that's
Games.
Announced,
Games of Gold. Yeah, no. What is it? The game
Quantum
we've got?
Break.
What the hell is
on
that?
Xbox One, we're getting two. We're getting. Yeah, you don't know what Quantum Break is?
I don't.
Xbox One.
I don't. No, I don't. So, what's
that,
the two games?
It's that new episodic. Game. It's made by the people that made Alan Wake, Remedy Entertainment.
Oh, really? Okay.
And they also made Max Payne.
Okay.
The moment where Spencer tries to remember what Alan Wake is.
I know what Alan Wake is, so fuck you.
What's Alan Wake?
It's a game.
which involves you doing?
Shooting.
No.
It's like a kind of horror mystery thing.
Yeah, you have to find
like
out
what
happens
to
his wife.
You go into a big town and you have to find out that it's...
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit. Is that free with gold then? I don't want that. That sounds bullshit.
No, it's not free with gold.
Okay, what's free with gold then? Josh, tell me what the free with gold games are.
What, for a 360 or one in June?
One.
Oh, Halo Spartan Assault.
Oh, that's alright. That's alright, though.
Not for me, it isn't.
Why? It's a Halo game.
I paid 50.
One?
I paid 15 quid for it and I've already got all the achievements on it.
Okay, and the other game?
And Max the Curse of Brotherhood.
What the fuck is that? I know they're scraping the bottom of the barrel already.
Well, that's not exactly...
Well, yeah, I know there's not a lot of games they could do, unlike 360, where they started off with... What did they start off with? Halo 3?
Fable 3.
Oh, Fable 3.
Fable 3 on the 12th of June, like the day of the E3 conference. Everyone thought it was a bug because Microsoft were never going to be that generous, and it turned out... Well, we think it was a bug that just turned out to be an announcement. Like,
yeah.
We've had a bug. We better make sure we reward them. Oh. And then they announced, oh, yeah, we're going to put Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2 free in July. We end up getting Halo in November.
Yeah. And also, I owned both of those games anyway, so...
I had Halo 3 was the reason I bought a 360.
I didn't own Fable 3, but I own Halo 3.
I did. I borrowed it from Rowan. Actually, I didn't own it. I borrowed it from Rowan.
next month I'm looking forward to on 360 there. Dark Souls and Street Fighter.
Mm. Oh yeah, you gotta see me beat you, don't you?
Very funny.
Do you reckon Nintendo's gonna actually do anything this year in terms of Wii U? They're not, are they?
They had an announcement saying they're not moving on to next gen until they've satisfied all their current customers.
Well, you're not gonna satisfy them because it's the Nintendo crowd. They can't be satisfied because they're casual gamers. What?
They wouldn't have bought the console in the first place if they didn't like that kind of game.
I think what Microsoft need to do, let's change the subject here in terms of E3, they need to win the hardcore gamers, because...
Not happening.
It's not going to happen, I know, but they need to do that.
Nintendo have me.
Because...
They've always sold more for the casual audience, yeah. And I think they've...
Mario Kart FTW.
I still love Mario Kart, I don't even care.
Mario Galaxy 3 and I'll buy a
Stop
Wii.
Stop saying Mario.
I mean Microsoft... They mentioned, what was it, TV. They mentioned, like, something. I read an article the other day. They mentioned on their first press release 63 times the word TV and, like, 40 times the word game. So...
Yeah. And you still bought an Xbox One on release.
Well, yeah.
So did you.
It's a good
console. I didn't buy one on release. I got one for Christmas.
It's a good console. I'm not denying that. But they need to win over the hardcore crowd and the gaming crowd.
They've got me.
I reckon that's what they're going to do at E3, and that's the same with
Sony.
Yeah,
but you have to remember, Josh.
Because Sony
is
just
going to
put games in a. No, go on.
With Halo after Halo 4.
You're saying that Microsoft. Do you know what the name of Microsoft's E3 press conference is even called?
No, I don't.
It's Xbox Game On.
Okay, well, it didn't really sound like that because they had the football advert and they had all that.
There was a good post I saw on Reddit that was kind of relevant. It was relating to what they think all companies are going to say at E3 this year. Mm. And the Xbox
One
by any chance. I don't have a link, sorry, I saw it a few weeks ago. So something along the lines of, yeah, we are for the gamers now, we're no longer about TV, which I think is kind of relevant.
Yeah, well, they do.
That's what they're trying to do now.
Going on to EA, the most hated company ever, Star Wars Battlefront 3. I'm looking forward to that. I recently bought Star Wars Battlefront 2.
You don't even like Star Wars.
I bought Star Wars Battlefront 2 recently in the Steam sale, and I quite enjoyed
that. Just to play of Jorah.
It's quite good. I quite enjoyed that. It is quite good. You have to admit, Star Wars Battlefront 2 is quite a good game.
You know when I just said, when I just said the Microsoft press conference called Xbox Game On?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My console thought I said Xbox Turn Off.
See,
so what happened to... I can say that and the voice thing's not calibrated at all?
I can say Xbox Record that. It does work, but I just thought I said Turn Off instead of Game On.
Oh, God. I'm looking at some guys' predictions on E3. And they're predicting that Homefront, you're going to have Homefront 2. Does everyone remember Homefront? That game that was like a demo game that was free and you could have a multiplayer of it.
You're thinking of the complete wrong game.
And it wasn't.
Thinking of the complete wrong game.
No, it was made by Crytek. And
no, it wasn't. It was made by THQ.
Yeah,
no,
it says...
And it came out as a $49.99 retail title.
Well, it says, we all know Crytek is working on Homefront 2 and managed to buy the IP from THQ went down. Yeah, so I was right.
Spencer, Homefront was a paid game.
The only reason I didn't buy it is because it was a demo version that you could play multiplayer with, and I just played it on that.
Yeah, therefore it wasn't free. You downloaded the demo.
Yeah, so basically you're saying all the demo is free, so that means the full game is free.
Basically, yeah.
All this should be censored out, so there's no point even saying
it. But no, it says, yeah, because Crytek is working on the Homefront 2.
Oh, really?
Didn't they make the first one anyway?
Well, that's what I just said, and you said, no, it was THQ.
Yeah, THQ published it, and then they went,
Well, that's what I said, you just said it, so you know.
THQ. They made Saints Row 3, which went free on gold, like, 4 days ago.
Oh,
if anybody wants to play that with me.
Waiting for it to install.
I think I might have installed it ages ago, I just forgot.
It took me 15 minutes to download, and then no one wanted to play it.
Well, I'm always playing multiplayer games when I come along, so it stops while I'm doing that.
So
no one wanted to play it
Play a bit of Reach, you know? All that Reach. All Reachy goodness.
Yeah, Colin, we had a fun 1v1 on Reach last night, didn't we, bud?
Yes, I got destroyed.
Oh, Connor.
To be fair, I did better the second game.
Such a shame.
Oh, the first game. The first game, I was absolutely, like, untouchable. Not even going to lie.
Connor, did you lose by any chance? You lost a little bit there?
What do you think?
Second game when we played SWAT rules. That was more close. But first game, I was just dominating Sniper. I'm too good with that thing.
I think
anyone wants to 1v1 why you're looking forward to the new Halo, then.
Anyone wants to 1v1 me on Reach?
Halo 5, because that's going to be amazing, isn't it, Josh?
Probably.
So, you do remember Halo 4, right?
Yeah.
Of course I do. I got to rank 101 on it.
You remember it being, you know, not all that.
It was a fun game.
It was not a good Halo game, though. They tried too hard to be Call of Duty, as we said before.
Yeah, but 343 have learned from their mistakes. They're recruiting... They're recruiting ex-Halo multiplayer pros.
How will that help?
They can help balance the multiplayer.
Wow.
Don't know why they don't just take the balancing from, like, Halo 3.
Just to completely, off-track this, they're releasing Mirror's Edge 2. Just saying Ooh. That.
How did you not know that?
Just saying that.
Yeah, I knew about that months ago.
I didn't know... they've just released a trailer, that's why. That's cool. The reason I know.
I like the first one. It's good.
I didn't look
it's
at
a little bit
one.
Too difficult in some places, but that's because I'm a noob. So.
We can all agree with that, it's fine.
Spencer, you want to talk?
I am the proest MLG gamer you can ever have, ever.
But yet you got. Yet you were too scared to play me at Reach.
No, I did play you at Reach.
Alright, let's say the results of this. Spencer killed himself 4 times, and then Josh had
to avoid me.
Oh. It was it wasn't in a full attempt to avoid you.
Why was it?
I kept, falling off and I kept dying and I don't know why. It just kept killing me and then you ended the game.
Because you were minus 4.
I didn't end the game, I could have continued, but
Do you want to do it now?
Not particularly, no.
we're
recording a podcast.
Do you want to do it now?
No. We're recording a podcast.
Why not?
No, I'm okay.
No, let's do it now.
No,
live.
I'm really
do
fine.
Do it live.
Fine.
Yeah, do it live.
Live
do it
now.
Do it now. Come on.
No, I'm fine. I really am. I'm okay.
Or you can record the game with your Elgato later and put it on the channel, yeah?
Yeah.
You've made a promise now. Yeah. You can't back out now.
I'll record it. Guys, what do we think? SteamOS, guys? Yeah.
Oh,
see, he's trying to back away from the subject.
Come on, SteamOS. I'm actually quite excited.
You care?
SteamOS? I don't care about the system. I care about the operating system, though.
But what are you gonna? Is it? I really don't know much about it, to be honest. I'm assuming it's an OS specifically designed for the playing of games.
Yes, exactly.
But my computer runs fine anyway.
It's meant to be for recording as well, and it does better compression for recording and shit like that.
Maybe I'll partition the hard drive. And
just looking at the Xbox 360 dashboard, in the middle of the dashboard now there's COD Ghost, new micro DLC. There's 40 pieces of microtransactions you can buy.
Microtransactions.
Please.
I don't really have a problem with them unless they're like...
But I know somebody that spent £20 on microtransactions
on
that game.
Microtransactions are fine as long as they don't hinder other people who don't buy microtransactions.
Yeah.
This new OP gun.
Which a lot of the time...
I know exactly. But with COD, they're only skins and shit, aren't they? They're not new guns.
On COD Ghost, a new map pack you buy, on Devastation, I think it's called, has a gun called the Ripper, which is the most OP gun in the whole game.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean...
Most powerful SMG.
That's not... See, that shouldn't be done. That's just scumbag game companies trying to get more money. That's not...
Yeah, but don't DICE do that at Battlefield 4?
No, they don't.
Well, yes, they do.
They do microtransactions.
Got a bunch of new weapons for premium.
No, you get them with DLCs, though. You don't get new weapons for just having premium. You get them for having a DLC, which you get through
premium.
Exactly,
that's the point we're making
but
about
other
having
people
DLC on COD.
Can buy that DLC as well. It's not just restricted to premium
members. Yeah, other
people
can buy the COD DLC. It doesn't mean that the guns are not OP.
Well,
This podcast should be called Disproving Spencer.
you haven't disproved me. You
that's a good name. That's
once.
A good title. I think I'll use that.
We've disproved you loads.
Once.
Oh, actually, while I'm here, I'm going to check the price of Homefront. On demand.
If it's under £10, I'm going to buy it for the lols. Why not?
I type in A, I put H, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, and all the Halos come up.
Yeah, because that's your suggested searches, though, isn't it?
Why would they suggest to me to buy games I already have?
Microsoft.
Yeah.
You want to get money off you?
Homefront. Oh my god, it was a movie. Guys, it was a movie. They had a game. Or was it...
Dark Souls 2 on demand.
Was the game based on the movie or the movie based on the game?
Neither. It's probably just a coincidence of title.
No. They look very similar because they've got, like... No.
They both have guns in them.
No. No, the game was based on the movie, apparently.
To Wikipedia.
Disproving Spencer.
Again. I think I'm right this time, so fuck you guys.
Alright, so what else do we have to talk about?
Anything? I don't want to speak now, because apparently I could just get disproved, so I'm not speaking. Fuck you guys.
Oi, Spencer, when do you want to do this 1v1 on Reach, though?
Oh, we'll do that after the podcast. I'll record it on my Elgato. See how it goes.
Should I do it live?
We'll do it live. We'll do it on Twitch. You know, we'll do it. Here we go. Do it on Twitch. We'll do it that way.
Fine, I'll give you a 10 kill head start.
No, I don't need any head start.
Actually, no, you'll need more than
that.
Someone's
confident.
I'll
beat you, mate.
I'm confident.
Because, no, what will happen, Connor, is if I had a 10-0 head start, and I win, he'll go, you had a 10-0 head start. That's not fair.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
I'll still win. I'm playing you, Spencer.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, I'm saying, if you were to win...
See, if I was to give Connor a 10 kill head start, he'd probably beat me.
Maybe. It's got more chance,
Spencer,
than me.
Yeah, Spencer. Homefront definitely has something to do with the movie, based off the movie. Because the movie was released in 2013, the game was out in 2011.
Josh, we don't need a jingle for that. Fuck you guys, don't need a jingle.
You're doing the audio editing, but I'm totally video editing.
And Spencer, Crytek didn't make Homefront, it was made by Chaos Studios.
Crytek are making Homefront 2. Homefront 2.
Yeah, they're making
That's
Homefront 2, but it says Homefront
That's
1, developers Chaos Studios, publishers THQ.
I said Homefront 2 is being made by Crytek.
I'm going to edit the Wikipedia page saying, according to Spencer Ridd, the game is now free.
Fuck you, guys. Fuck you.
Oh, I didn't realise that Homefront actually had, like, some proper anti-war songs in it.
What, is it like a secretly anti-war game?
I think so. Oh, no, the genres for the... Yeah, called Songs for the Resistance, the thing is called. And the genre is melodic death metal, so I'm not going to listen to that.
That sounds amazing. That sounds absolutely amazing.
Homefront is a free video game developed by Chaos Studios.
Hang on, has Connor just fucking left? I'm not having this shit. I've got to edit
Spencer,
this.
You know how you said...
What?
Spencer, you know he hasn't left. Spencer, you know how
he
you
has.
Said,
has
you
fucking
know your
left.
Whole,
Where the fuck did you go? I hope someone's died, because you've got no excuse otherwise. Where did you go?
You know how you said you were going
to
pick up
I swear to God, I hope someone's died, because if not, I'm going to come over there and kill someone.
No one died.
What happened? I was just called.
Spencer, you know how you said you were going to buy Homefront for a mess around because of it's the multiplayer?
I said I'd buy it if it's down. Under £10.
Disproving Spencer.
No, I just said I'd buy it if it's under £10 for a laugh. I never said I'm going to buy it for its multiplayer.
Oh no, the funniest thing happened the other day, Connor. Spencer tried telling me that he didn't buy World of Honor Warfighter on release, and it turned out he actually did.
He did, I know he did. He did it just for the Battlefield 4 beta.
Oh, that's the right, there we go. Okay, that's my excuse.
Disproving Spencer!
Battlefield 4 beta. That's fine.
We need a jingle
I'm
for that, like a
I'm
picture of
one,
No, I think
care.
That jingle needs to be added in.
You just said that you didn't want it in!
He's going to contradicting
Spencer!
What? No,
he's
I won't edit it out.
Do you want to hear something funny? Even though there's Homefront servers are down, they still sell the online pass.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, they are making Homefront too.
Oh, God.
So have we
You said that it looked fun!
No, I didn't say that.
Contradicting Spencer.
Literally, guys, we're talking about a game that came out 3 years ago.
I remember playing it, though, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, I think it's time to end.
I think we are before fists are thrown.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
so
wait, I ain't got more to talk about.
What? Go on, give us... Tell
Xbox One system update.
Oh,
no one cares.
No one gives a shit.
Hope you enjoyed listening to us.
Place bets on who's going to win versus me and Spencer.
Yeah. If anyone actually watches, leave comments below saying who you think is going to win the 1v1.
Me.
Do they even need to comment?
I think they don't. Okay, I think they know I'm going to win.
All right, anyway.
Wait, Spencer, you... Yeah, but think about it. We're the theme of the episode. I'm just going to disprove your point again.
It's not a point, it's an opinion.
All right, anyway, goodbye.